Remember me when I am dead, and simplify me when I'm dead. As the process of the earth strip off the color and the skin, take the brown hair and blue eye, and leave me simpler than at birth. When hairless I came howling in, as the moon came in a cold sky.
Still lies across the rails. The force of the impact left carriages crushed and overturned. At one point, flames and a thick plume of white smoke poured from one of the compartments. Police say they can't confirm exactly how many people were on the two trains, one an intercity service from Cheltenham to London Paddington, the other a Thames train service heading in the opposite direction. Passengers were hurled from their seats. Some reported hearing the sound of tearing metal. Others fought to escape as flames took hold.
Basically, it was a big smash and the screeching of brakes and smell of smoke, and then just the whole carriage sort of turning.
We were in the second carriage, and I think everybody got out of there, but the engine seems to have disappeared.
We went right through the middle of a Thames train. The people that really suffered the worst were those around me at that time where the Thames turbo, they were in a bad way, because we went right through the side of them.
I was really horrified when I first... They couldn't even find the driver's body. It'd been atomised.
I use the train every day to go to work, and you don't really think about the drivers and what responsibility they have. All those lives in the hands of one person. I know that the signals are supposed to stop things like this happening, but I think too much money is going into profits and not being reinvested. Now I always look in the driver's cab when I see a train go past, just to remind myself.
The funeral of Thames train driver Michael Hodder, who was killed in the Paddington rail disaster, has taken place in the church where he was married 5 years ago. Hundreds of mourners filed into the parish church in St Michael in Tilehurst near Reading to pay their last respects to the 31-year-old. Members of the Royal British Legion in full military regalia stood in a guard of honour as the Union Jack-draped coffin of the former Royal Navy soldier was led into the church. Following the coffin were his wife Kerry and two young children, Ben aged 7 and Cullum aged 4.
Of my skeleton, perhaps, so stripped, a learned man would say he was of such a type and intelligence, no more.